Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can find me online by just typing in Mark Parham Podcast, and I should pop up. Anyway, I've just been looking at the election and, you know, seeing what's going on and, you know, listening to some of the stuff Republicans are talking about. And, you know, I'm really, I don't know how to describe this, but it's almost like, it's baffling that, you know, we keep on looking at all of these elections and, you know, all the shaky stuff that's happening and all these weird things that are happening behind the scenes, you know, whenever, you know, election season, you know, comes around. And it seems like Republicans keep on getting caught, you know, as they say in boxing, flat-footed. You know, every time I go online, I always see a bunch of Republicans and I always see a bunch of, you know, commentators talk about, well, you know, the election's being stolen and, you know, we have to stop this and all this other stuff. And, you know, are the folks at the RNC coming up with a plan to stop election, you know, theft or, you know, stop voting theft or whatever you want to call it? Like, are they, you know, coming up with a plan to stop people from stealing votes and stuff like that? I was seeing news that, you know, one of the voting machines, I think it was in Pennsylvania or I think it was in Pennsylvania. Actually, it was in Pennsylvania. One of the voting machines wasn't even working. And, you know, you keep on seeing the same headlines over and over and over again. It's like somebody's got to come up with a plan and give it to the RNC. I know, I think Mike Lindell came up with a plan, you know, to stop all this madness from happening. I don't know if he's given the plan to the RNC. I don't know if the folks at the RNC are listening, but, you know, it's just a failure of leadership at the RNC. They keep on seeing this same situation occur and they don't do anything about it. I mean, all you hear is just complaints online. And again, a lot of the Republicans have proposed ideas, you know, not just the Republicans in leadership, but, you know, some of the people who support the Republican Party on Twitter and, you know, social media have come up with different ideas and stuff like that. And it doesn't seem like, you know, people are at the top, you know, of the Republican Party are listening. And if the RNC isn't going to listen to Republican voters, then people are going to stop giving money. People are going to leave the Republican Party like I have. And then it's just like people are, I know I'm rambling, but it's just sad what's happening. And I think I've read somewhere where you have folks like George Soros, you know, he owns a voting machine company or something like that. I mean, you have people who own companies that don't even like Republicans, you know, voting machine companies like that, that can affect elections and determine who's going to become the president. And, you know, I know I'm rambling, I know I'm all over the place, but the Republicans have to get it together and solve this problem. Because, you know, every election, it's always some hanky-panky going on behind the scenes, and ballots aren't being counted, and the machine's not working. And, you know, it's funny that the machines and stuff always work when, you know, it's time for a Democrat to be elected president, or when it's a district where you have Democrats voting. The machines are always working, everything's on point, and, you know, they get those elections out of the way. But it's on the Republican side, it's all of this just weird stuff happening. So again, let me know how you feel in the comment section, and, you know, just keep on speaking out. All of us speaking out, all of us can, you know, play a part in solving this problem, because it's a huge problem. It's why we have Joe Biden right now. I mean, you look at the election with Joe Biden, he was winning states that were states Republicans normally win. So if the Republicans don't speak out or do something or come up with a plan, you're going to see more of this stuff happening into the future. I mean, we'll keep on talking. It'll be 2024, 25, 26. I mean, the problem will keep on, you know, happening. So again, the RNC has to get their act together, and, you know, maybe the RNC needs to clean house, get rid of some people, and maybe we need some new leadership, some young people that actually understand, you know, electronics or something up there, because this is insane. So again, in the comment section, just let me know how you feel. Thank you.